Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Bangs about Shelter's roadside assistance.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson here along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, and our Mississippi Peanut Growers Game of the Week. The Peanut Game of the Week was East Central and St. Stanislaus, and Don Barnes was on the call of that game tonight. Congratulations to East Central, Seth Smith, and his coaching staff. They win it big, and we want to thank the folks for rolling out the red carpet. We'll be at Scott Central next week with the Peanut Game of the Week, and it'll be Pelahatchie and Scott Central, and that'll be a good one. Dr. Dave Schaus, as you know, is our IT guru, and he comes up with these factoids that you only get on this show, okay? And tonight's strange fact of the night was the fact that tonight was the night of the beatdown. In the MHSAA tonight, the winning team scored an average of 38 points. The losing team averaged 14 points for a losing margin of 24 points. 40 teams in the MHSAA scored under 10 points, including 15 shutouts tonight. Now, just calculated the MAIS. Winning team tonight in the MAIS averaged 37 points. The losing team averaged 13 points, matching the MHSAA.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to ask Jake something. I mean, because he's seen a lot more football than I have this year, but are more teams playing a little bit better defense now?
Yeah, I think so.
The last couple of years, you know, we have these wild scores back and forth, and we still have a lot of them.
76-7,
yeah. But we see now at least some of the stronger teams defensively seem to be a little bit stronger than they've been in a while.
Yeah, if you take out, let's just say if we – you know, take out the top end, which would be like West Point and Pearl, some of those teams.
Yeah.
Take out the bottom end, some teams that probably are having some really bad years.
Right.
Yeah, I would say the median or mean, most teams are playing really good defense. And if you look at it, there's some really good defensive players. Also, this isn't indicative of that, but when you look at the rosters of the All-Star rosters,
that's right,
they're going to be more stronger on the defensive side this year. I think we've got a really good crop of defensive players.
Ah, God darn it.
Sean Anderson, and it was really nice. You know, Sean got a lot of attention this week in a lot of places, but nothing compared to what he got today with Wendy's Giant of the Week. And Don did a really great job handling that today, and it was really great to see Don in Provo County for 2 weeks in a row.
Well, now tonight, you know, you told me in August, you said, you know, when we get everybody back, we're going to be a pretty good football team. So question number one, is everybody back? And question number two, is the Maroon Tide as good as you thought they would be?
Well, everybody's not back, but we did get a big boost tonight. David Baker, who has missed the entire season due to a knee injury in the spring, and he has worked his tail off for us, and he came back tonight and played. David's 6 foot, about 230-pound tailback, and so you have him coming at you, you know, and then you turn around and come back with the speed and the, you know, the slashing of Sean Anderson. And Baker tonight, 12 rushes for 145 yards, and he also had touchdown runs of 11 yards and 37 yards. But the most impressive run tonight was the first time he touched it tonight in the first quarter. He broke four tackles and ran for 33 yards, and it was great to see Baker back tonight.
Wow.
And then Sean Anderson, the runner tonight, 23 rushes, 287 yards, and touchdown runs of 57, 60, let's see, 7 and 9 yards. So a good night for Maroon Tide. They get the win, and you know, next week we'll play Hattiesburg at Pickney. That'll be a real tough ball game.
Ooh, Kerry, that's going to be awesome. Those guys are 8-0, and Tony Vance has them playing well.
Yeah, they've got a really good football team, you know. And I've said this to a few folks. I said, you know, it doesn't matter when you play Hattiesburg. May have to play them twice if you have any chance of getting out of South State, and that might be the case for us, win or lose next week. We may have to see them again if we can make it that far. But you know, we got to play some good football in Provo County. We've got the top ranked team in 4A, Poplarville. Got Clay Sweet on the line. Clay can give us a quick update on the Hornets tonight. They got two shutouts in a row. Go ahead, Clay.
Yeah, two shutouts in a row, three on the year for that defense. They went on the road tonight and beat a quality Summerall team 46-0. Austin Bolton had a typical Austin Bolton game. Only touched it 8 times, but that's all he needed. Had 3 touchdowns and 185 yards on just those 8 touches. So I don't need y'all's tech guy out there to figure out that's a pretty good average.
You know, Russ, I laugh about Clay saying that. I got to tell you, I was so thrilled to hear the thrill tonight. It was so good to hear Will on the show. And we all know the history of Will for high school football. And Clay and I met Will. We talked to everybody knows Will loves Will. It's just so good tonight to hear Will's voice. And I'm happy for Will that he came back home and saw us Provine Rams get a win tonight. And I know Clay will say the same thing. We just adore Will Watson. It was so good to hear his voice.
Well, and you know what? He's one of the hardest working guys. And he came up with this power rating, and it's very interesting, you know, the way he's come up. And, you know, there's a lot of polls and things out there, as there always is. But I think this thing that he's come up with is pretty interesting. And we also had Josh Jackson on tonight that reminded us that your son ran over him when they played football against each other.
Yeah, you know, Josh, I'm going to tell you something about Josh Jackson. He's one of the finest men to walk this earth. I met Josh when he was at Moss Point, and him and Dale, it's kind of weird. They played against each other, kind of became friends, even though they really didn't see each other other than football season, about a week or two out of the year. And they became friends, and when they were in Jackson, Josh was at Bellhaven, Dale was at MC, they were still friends. And, you know, he's a class guy. I tell you, if you don't know Josh Jackson, you miss out on a good part of your life. He's a really, really fine young man. I'm just so happy for the great job he's doing up there in Jackson.
Yeah, we'll
I'm just so tickled about it.
We'll be doing well to hold on to him. Clay, congratulations on the win for Poplarville. Where are they next week?
They're at home against Purvis, which is a big rival game, and of course another region game. So that'll be another good test for the 8-0 Poplarville Hornets.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got them going down there. Both of those teams, having good years. I'm glad that Wendy's Giant was selected on either one of those teams. And guys, we appreciate you. Have a great weekend, and we'll keep an eye on both of those teams.
Hey, Russ, real quick, Purvis Mitchell got their first win of the season. Not a very young team. They won an Idaho West Harrison 34-27. Congratulations to Larry Dolan. Get the win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Gary. We appreciate it, my friend.
All righty. All right, thank y'all. Good night.
Let's go now and have the Mississippi Coach's Corner brought to you by Mississippi. Oh, we're gonna have Chick Hammond on the next break. Okay, before we go, let's remind everyone that the Mississippi All-Star Game will be on December the 9th, and it'll be North versus South. It'll be played in Gulfport at Milner Stadium. And then also then on the 16th, we'll have the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game. That'll be played at the University of Southern Mississippi. And so this will be the first year of that swap, and it'll be the next year it'll be the same situation. There's a situation with the Camellia Bowl, I believe, in the Armed Forces Bowl, and so Raycom had to do some switching and changing around and stuff like that. And so, Johnny Mims got all that worked out and had a great press conference the other day, of which Trev Hammond, who is one of our guests tonight, was there, and we'll be talking with Trent about the Golden Wave of Tupelo and also that All-Star Game. George, you got, before we duck out of here before our last break, you got a couple scores to give us?
Yeah, I do. Some that we haven't given before, but Grenada edged Lafayette tonight 14-12.
That's a big win for them.
Yeah, Vicksburg, kind of a little bit of a surprise, beat Ridgeland tonight 26-21. That's only Vicksburg's second win of the year. We mentioned that Cleveland Central beat Holmes County Central earlier, 26-20. Itawamba AHS is now 8-1 in 4A. They beat Moorville tonight, 55-28. That's a nice win we need to mention. Noxubee County knocked off Kosciuszko tonight, 49-27. Mentioned earlier that New Hope beat League Central, 27-6. Past Christiane shut out Moss Point tonight, 12-0. Was a final there.
So, I wouldn't know when the last time Past Christiane beat Moss Point was. It's been a while.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure Dr. Dave knows.
and he knows what the odds are the next win would be.
Hazelhurst beat Wilkinson County 34-12. Did not mention that one. Yazoo County, they're now in 3A. They're 8-0. They beat Amanda Elsie tonight 47-6. Mentioned that Jefferson Davis County beat Columbia earlier 46-7. Tylertown beat Seminary 15-7 was the final there. North Pontotoc, they're now 7-2. They beat Boonville 42-21. Kossuth beat Mantachie 54-7. And let's see, Taylorsville over Enterprise Clark 46-14. Did not mention that.
And our peanut game of the week saw East Central beat St. Stanislaus
41-7.
40 in the rain, in the downpour. And I hope those guys get back safely as they come up from the Gulf Coast, and hopefully they're dry by the time they get here. We are going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner, and I also want to remind everyone that the clinic will be available tomorrow at Mississippi Sports Medicine at the location on Fortification in the Jackson area. We're going to take a timeout. Again, if you've got a Wendy's Giant nomination, FNUTL.com. You're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights statewide on Mississippi Public Broadcasting, MPB Think Radio. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk with Trent Hammond. Keep it right here. Friday Night Under the Lights continues in a moment.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Baines about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday night under the lights, Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly. George Broadstreet is also here. Will Watson is in the house, and want to thank him for coming in from Atlanta tonight. He did give us our beatdown of the night.
Yes, he did. Let me get to the right spot. We found out that St. Aloysius,
yes,
from Vicksburg, on the road at Hillcrest, won 76-14.
Ouch.
Which is the largest margin of victory, I think, of the night. And you just got a fun fact from Dr. Dave.
Dr. Dave.
But I knew. I told you he would know.
We were wondering if Pass Christiane had ever beaten Moss Point.
Yeah.
All right? Pass Christiane has never beaten them until tonight.
Until tonight.
All right? They started playing them in 2013 and were 0-5 before tonight. Before that, they were in a lower division. The closest score was last year when they lost to him 40-35. So, Pass Christiane, we tip your hat to you.
Yeah.
And a big win tonight over Moss Point.
And how about Dr. Dave? That's why he's up there in that cave in North Carolina. He's got one of those supercomputers, back in there. So I don't know where he comes up with his stuff.
He is in the mountains of Boone, North Carolina. And he gets all of this stuff, this factoids. But the best was the chances of recovering 3 onside kicks.
That was brilliant.
That was brilliant. All right, it's time now for Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner. Coming on tonight is the head coach for Tupelo, and that's Trent Hammond. And Coach, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you the day that we had the press conference, but I knew you were there, and I just didn't get a chance to talk to you. When they brought the pizza in, I kind of gravitated to that area over there.
Well, I understand that. We kind of headed for the door. We had a long way to go to get back to practice.
I know. They brought that up several times. It looked like you had one leg out the door when it was about 11:30. That is a long trip up there, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's no easy way to get there from here, it's doing that. It was me and my defensive coordinator down there, and two of our two of our kids, so I knew, hey, we got to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, apparently the practice paid off. You know, I got to ask you, what is the biggest challenge, Coach Hammond, when you come in to a program that is, as, you know, steeped in tradition as Tupelo is, and you're trying to bring a program back? What is the biggest challenge?
Well, you know, our kids, you know, dating back from 13 have all, they wanted to work. They did, you know, they weren't afraid of it. And, you know, back then it was to get kids to buy in, you know, to want to compete, want to play. And now it's a different challenge. It's that challenge that, you know, you don't just win because you show up. You've got to outwork the guys. You've got to work hard, and you've got to practice hard. And, you know, and I think it's kind of shifted mentality over the years that we've been, you know, from getting kids to believe to now getting kids to make sure that you're still working every day.
Coach, this is Jake Wimberly here at Friday Night Under the Lights. I want to talk about your quarterback, Stephen McLaughlin. I had a chance to see him several weeks ago down here at Brandon. I mean, saw him last year, too, on several occasions. Very impressed with his size and with his athleticism. Talk about, you know, what you guys saw from him early in his career as a, you know, a kind of an underclassman, and the mindset of how you wanted to, you know, formulate your offense, so to speak, around what Stephen can do as a quarterback.
Well, you know, Stephon was our guy last year, and we went into the year and didn't throw him in the fire. We had a senior, Ray Sandroni, last year that started a couple of games, but we knew, you know, as coaches that Stephon would eventually be the guy because, you know, he's 6'3", he's 240 pounds, you know, he's a 4'7 kid, extremely strong arm, so God blessed him with that kind of stuff. And so then over the years, you know, by the third game, he had kind of got a bunch of reps because we were rotating them in. And, you know, he just brings in a dynamic that you don't have very often of a kid that is so big and so fast. And, you know, so he kind of gives us an added dimension that makes you have to defend all 11 guys.
Let me ask you about Jet Johnson, a guy that I know you get a lot of questions about, committed to Mississippi State, also going to play in the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. You've had some really good players come through your programs over the years. How does he compare, not only as a middle linebacker and as a defensive player, but, you know, if you had to rank him with some of the guys that you've coached over your tenure there, where would you put him?
Well, Jet's kind of inching his way up there into that top. You know, I've coached some really good football players, and, you know, as I put, you know, there's a kid, Wayne Hardy at Lawrence County, that I coached, really good football player, Justin Clifton here. And then I think Jet's one of them. You know, Jamie Collins was a great athlete, but those other guys, they love to play football. And that's where Jet is. Jet loves to play football. It's in him every day. You know, it's not one that you have to ask him to do anything. He's going to be here, and he's going to be ready to work. And the biggest thing is he's a humble kid, doesn't realize how good he is. You know, so he's a guy that's up extra, doing extra work, coming in. You know, this week we had some things that we were having to work on that we hadn't seen out at Panola. And, you know, Jet's in the office before school, after school, sitting there wanting to watch film with coaches to make sure that he gets things right. Mm. You know, you don't find that often these days.
No, especially, you know, with all the social media stuff going on, Coach, you know, coaching kids today has got to be a little different than it was even 5 years ago.
Yeah, it is, you know, and you know, they all know each other, they all talk back and forth, and then they get, you get people bombarding them, and, you know, as Jet was making his decision on where he wanted to commit and all those kind of things, you know, he's such a good kid. He worried about letting, you know, his family split between Ole Miss and State, and he was worried about letting people down, whether it be family or coaches or whoever. And I told him, you know, half the people are going to be mad at you and half the people are going to be happy. And the thing about it, social media now, you get people that you don't even know tweeting at a kid, you know, telling him how he's made the wrong choice or how he's made the right choice. And that's one of the big things that has happened. You know, they get a ton of followers when they commit from one group, and they get people that unfollow them and all that kind of stuff when it doesn't. So it adds a new thing that you have to battle.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're doing a great job up there, and you know, a lot of folks I've talked to said that Tupelo very, very well may come out of the north up there.
Well, I don't know about that, but I got great coaches. They do the work, and I think I just provide the mouthpiece and the motivation. And, you know, a great staff and great kids, and Lord's kind of blessed us right now with good players and being fortunate. So we'll take it another week.
Well, Jake and I will be doing the All-Star game, and we look forward to your participation in that. And we should have, well, we got a lot of good talent this year on both of those teams.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a fun thing to do. You know, it's an honor. You know, I'm proud to get to do it. It's a lot of work, you know, as you start trying to pick a team. People don't realize when you get 580-something kids nominated and you got to pick 40.
Sure.
You know, it makes it tough, you know. And, you know, you get a lot of coaches and buddies call you and say, hey, why you didn't pick mine? And, you know, you have to say, well, you know, that kid's a really good player.
Yeah.
But there's 28 of them to choose from, and we get to pick 3 in that position.
Wow.
You know, it's kind of a tough thing to do. And, you know, you're not going to make everybody happy.
That's for sure. Trent Hammond, you're doing a great job up at Tupelo. We want to thank you for staying up with us tonight on Friday Night Under the Lights. We love covering Tupelo up here, and love talking to Randy McCoy every week. It lets us know what's going on. And we look forward to continuing to watch you guys and see how far you can go this year.
Well, that staying up part you might have missed. We're just never getting home. I won't let these guys here. We won't leave the field house till about 4. We're going to sit down and greet our night's work and be ready to roll. They get tomorrow off, and we'll come back on Sunday. But tonight, we got to work.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you go get them to work, Coach. Thanks so much for talking with us tonight, and best of luck to you the rest of the way.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Trent Hammond. Up at Tupelo. Boy, what a job he's done.
Oh, he's fantastic. I mean, you look at him in 2013, they were a couple snaps away from beating a very good Oak Grove team.
Yep,
where
yep.
Brett Favre was the offensive coordinator for that team, and then had a really good quarterback in Kirk McCarty, who's doing a fantastic job at Southern Miss on the Southern Miss baseball team, but almost won that ball game. Had a couple years where they slipped, and then now back.
The Madison Central that knocked them off.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. In the first round of the playoffs.
Which was a surprise.
It was. It was a surprise because they went undefeated through the regular season.
Right.
And then lost in the first round.
Yep.
So that's some added motivation for this team too.
Yeah.
Want to remind everyone of our peanut game of the week. You're gonna have to take Coach Hammond on the phone there. I think you left him on. Our peanut game of the week next week will be Pelahatchie at Scott Central, and really giving these two teams some publicity, and you know, the peanut growers will be there. Mr. Malcolm will be there, and I think Mr. Malcolm is going to need to bring his box of peanuts by over here.
Yeah, we need to replenish our stock, that's for sure.
But we'll have everything. The Wendy's Giant we're going to be looking at this week. Boy, a lot of people to look at this week for that award, and want to thank the shelter insurance people for making this show possible. You know, a lot of people have to come together. Mississippi Sports Medicine, they come together to make this show possible, and so many people watch or listen to it, and we want to thank all the folks that do. And like you say, George, I mean, I run into people all the time that say, hey, I heard this on Friday Night Lights, and I look at them and go, you were listening on Friday night? And they, you know, so a lot of them go to an archive and listen through it again. So who knows? We will be back next week, next Friday night. We'll have a new Wendy's Giant player, and we won't know who that is until Monday, but it will be released on Wendy's.com on Thursday, and you'll get to know then. For Jake Wimbley, thank you for stepping in tonight.
Yes,
Will Watson for being here with us tonight. Ty Bailey, Steve Poston, George Broadstreet, and our producer extraordinaire, Chris Saxon. This is Russ Robinson saying have a good night tonight, a great weekend, and we'll see you back here next week on Friday Night Under the Lights.